Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody tell me!
Life Radio, where, you know, these days a lot of people are talking about the meaning of the word justice. Now, for some these days especially, it is the title of somebody who sits on the Supreme Court. Now, others, you know, they seem to think that justice is what happens when they get something that they believe that somebody owes them. Whether it's an individual or society at large. Social justice. They get what they believe they're entitled to. Now me, I think that justice is what you get when a society is based on personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from the hidden bunker in an undisclosed location somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. And if you would like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Now, if I have a few minutes left at the end of the show, let me talk a little bit about the concept of justice, but I do have a lot to get through since I usually tend to, you know, being an older guy, I go full Joe Biden and ramble on at length about nothing. I don't know if I'll get to it, but hey, you know, first off, this whole show almost got really weird because the dude from the yard care company was right outside the bunker, power washing the vicinity. And yeah, I talked to him a few minutes ago and he was just about done. So it's quiet now. I thought we'd hear for the whole show, but okay. Now, I have several things I want to get to. First off, talk a little bit about the Supreme Court. As you know, on Saturday, President Trump nominated Circuit Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. And, well, that nomination has been met with the usual response. The people on the right that support the president tend to believe that that was a good nomination. Many were disappointed that she did not get the nomination that eventually went to Brett Kavanaugh. But, you know, we're all happy, of course, the left. Well, we'll talk about them in a minute. But number one thing I have, you know, looking at literature and what people are saying on both sides, nobody seems to be questioning her qualifications. Just what she's done, her resume is just top-notch, absolutely. And I mean, even people who are not happy about it, I read an article in the Washington Post from somebody who was pretty obviously not a fan of what he perceived to be her general outlook on things, but still in all, no question about her qualifications. She appears to be somebody, by virtually all accounts, who is a brilliant legal mind and a believer in the Constitution as written, as opposed to, say, somebody like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a brilliant legal mind and a believer in the way she wished the Constitution had been written. But since the Democrats, before Ginsburg had, gotten cold, they were saying that, well, you know the story, talked about that, this is an illegitimate, the Biden rule that, the Republicans were touting 4 years ago with Merrick Garland, all that. Okay, there it is. The Democrats would love to block this. And they are looking for any avenue of attack. And they're actually, it's kind of humorous insofar as they're trying to attack her on things that in normal times, such as whatever normal, I don't remember what normal was. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But in normal times, she's a woman. And a mother, she can't do all of this with seven kids. What happened to feminism? Just asking. Yes, you can do it all, because I am woman, hear me roar. I'm showing my age there, aren't I? But they're trying to attack her on that. That two of her seven children are adopted and they happen to be immigrants from Haiti. Well, we can't have somebody supporting immigration. No. And they're black. Isn't that racist? You're trying to culturally appropriate black children for, reasons. This is the kind of stuff they're attacking her on. She's a Catholic. People like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, those people are Catholics too. So I guess what the Democrats are saying is it's okay to be a Catholic or to claim to be a Catholic as long as you don't act like a Catholic? Is that what I'm getting? So the Democrat line appears to be, we're okay with hypocrisy, Well, then again, that's kind of been their line for quite a while, hasn't it? Nothing new there. Okay. Bottom line, from what I'm reading, even some of the Democratic senators in charge who are refusing to even talk to or consider Judge Barrett's nomination, they are kind of admitting that they really can't stop it. Dick Durbin had said as much. Doesn't mean they're not going to try. I'm just wondering what they're going to come up with. Maybe all kinds of parliamentary delaying tactics, this, that, and the other thing. Because the key to them is drag this out until after the election. even though, for the most part, even after the election, the Senate will essentially be the same. There is a possibility of one shift in the Arizona election may happen early, but the new Congress doesn't, take power until January. The lame duck session can still approve anybody, and it becomes a done deal. But, of course, they want to give themselves a chance because they're planning on dragging the election out. And since it is a rather momentous thing, rather time-sensitive, it's one of those very, very rare cases, not seen since 2000, that where something basically goes straight to the Supreme Court, do not pass the circuit courts and the district courts and all that, just has to be decided, and they do not want, you know, another Trump nominee on the bench. In fact, very interestingly enough, I read something yesterday that I really found kind of amusing. There was a little bit of logic to it, but not much, but that if it goes to the Supreme Court, the election, well, then Clarence Thomas should recuse himself, because how can he be impartial after what Joe Biden put him through during his nomination and confirmation hearings? Obviously, he couldn't be impartial on that. Yeah, let's newsflash. Occasionally, a Supreme Court justice will recuse themselves from a case, but only if they decide they want to. There's not a whole lot you can do. There is no higher court you can go to say the ruling was not valid because Justice whoever should have been recused. Nope. If Clarence Thomas decides he wants to hear the case, should it come before them, then that's the end of it. Okay, enough about that. Like I say, I'm babbling on too long. I did want to mention the debates. They start about 2 hours and 40-some minutes from right now. The debates there I don't know what it's ended up as, but they're like negotiations between the Trump and Biden campaigns, because it seems that they had agreed earlier that both candidates would submit to examinations of their ear canals to make sure that there were not some kind of audio devices implanted or something like that, which would have people cueing them. And then maybe Biden is kind of not wanting to do this. I don't know what's happened with that. And I mean, seriously, I don't know, man. I'm sure that even Joe Biden is smarter than me. But if I can't multitask to the point where I can listen to somebody talking in my ear and then listen to somebody else. I mean, sometimes you hear me kind of stop and stutter a little bit. That usually means somebody wrote something in my chat room and I'm trying to read it and I can't even read a single sentence and talk at the same time. You think Joe Biden can actually get his cue? He can't even read a teleprompter and talk at the same time, and he's supposed to be saying what's on the teleprompter. But that kind of brings me to one of my main points about the debate is, okay, a lot of the Trump supporters have been just chomping at the bit for this on the assumption that Joe Biden is almost certainly going to crash and burn, make a total fool of himself, election over. Don't count on that. Joe Biden has kind of been, he's been here before. He's been doing this for decades and decades and decades. He can do that debate on autopilot. Now, how well he does, I don't know. But as we all know, the Trump campaign has kind of lowered the expectations for Joe Biden so far that if he doesn't fall on his face or crap his pants, and I'm not talking figuratively, I'm talking literally, if he can remain standing for the hour and a half, oh, by the by, they'd originally agreed to do an hour and a half. Now Biden is wanting a break every 30 minutes. Yeah. But if Biden can just get through the 90 minutes and remain on his feet, he will be declared the winner. So Trump has really got to put it to him if he wants to come out ahead, because Trump always raises expectations for what he's going to do. And, you know, they always say under promise and over deliver. Well, Trump has pretty much delivered on what he promised, at least from 4 years ago, but he hasn't over-delivered that much. He's done what he said he was going to do. So, I don't know. I do kind of want to mention one other little thing. Well, I'm kind of looking forward to the vice presidential debate. I don't know exactly when that is, because, see, in this case, it's kind of the other way. The Democrats seem to think that Kamala Harris will be able to run all over Mike Pence. I'm not sure where they're getting that, but, you know, Pence being kind of a quiet sort of guy in general, and Kamala Harris not so much. Maybe that's the expectation, but you know what I really hope for? I hope that the Senator Harris attacks the vice president as being anti-woman because he doesn't want to be alone with a woman that's not his wife because of how it might look. Oh, I'd love that, because, hey, if Willie Brown had this attitude, you wouldn't be here. You'd be an ambulance chasing lawyer somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Enough about the debate, because, yeah, as I tend to do, I ramble on for a while. And I wanted to I titled the show Normalcy. Now, I've been hearing that word a little bit lately in reference to Joe Biden. He can just bring us back to normal times. Now, the word normalcy is kind of an interesting, because it first gained prominence pretty much exactly 100 years ago, in the presidential campaign of 1920. And that was a return to normalcy, was the sort of the campaign slogan of Warren Harding, who eventually went on to win. And there was some talk like, normalcy? Is that even a word? I thought the word was normality. What's normalcy? Yeah, okay. Well, thanks to President Harding, normalcy, I think, is in the dictionary these days. But what Harding was referring to was, well, we were just done with World War One. We still were in a, well, there was kind of a pretty major depression right after it, economics. And Harding was going to bring us out of that, get us past the war years and normalcy. Everything would be nice. So Joe Biden is resurrecting that theme Harding only had to save us from, you know, a world war or the effects of a world war. Biden has a much tougher, he has to save us from the effects of the orange man who is bad. Yes. So, yes, we need normalcy now a lot more than we did 100 years ago, right? But so, normalcy, I'm not sure exactly what he's going at. Is he talking about the, pandemic that's killed allegedly 200,000 Americans, 190-some thousand of which would have been dead already if there had been no pandemic because they were mostly really old, really sick, or prone to walking the streets of Chicago, all of which are causes for death, as we all know. But I think maybe more it's all the riots, the unrest, which is all, of course, because our current president is evil and divisive, and so people have no choice but to riot and all that. And there have been maybe somewhat unspoken, but pretty much actually spoken threats that if Trump wins re-election, the rioting will continue. And, of course, the message being that when Joe Biden is the president, everything will be hunky-dory. We will return to normalcy. That ain't the way I see things going down. Even if Biden wins, allow me to explain. You see, I think that Biden's refusal to condemn the unrest, even the violence unrest, the riots, I think that Kamala Harris, helping to get these people who were arrested out of jail, wanting to raise people raising bail for them to get them back out on the street. I think there's kind of a word for that. Even if you could say complicity, but that's not what I'm going to go for right now. I'm going to use the word appeasement. And as we all know, appeasement never, ever works. Anywhere. Look at the history of it. Last week, if you caught the show, I made some lighthearted references to literally Hitler. I was talking about reincarnation and the Dalai Lama, and since Biden could not possibly be literally Hitler because when he was born, Hitler was still alive. Trump, of course, could possibly be literally Hitler in reincarnated form because Trump was born after Hitler died. So, yeah, I guess it's possible. Well, I thought of, there's somebody, and I checked the numbers. There's somebody else from history who happened to have died almost exactly 2 years before Joe Biden was born. And I am talking about Neville Chamberlain. The case that, in the off chance event, that name doesn't ring a bell, he was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom at the outbreak of World War II. And in 1938, he had a meeting in Munich with Adolf Hitler, where Hitler promised that, just give me what I ask for, you know, this part of Czechoslovakia and all that, and I'm done. And Neville Chamberlain famously flew back to England, got off a plane, waving a piece of paper saying that Hitler had promised peace in our time. So, how did that work out? You see, we know what happens when you appease children or criminals. What you're doing is you're letting them know that they can push you around. And if they know they can push you around, they're going to continue to push. The way I see it, Biden's appeasement of the Antifa and the BLM folks will only serve to let them know that they can get away with stuff. And what they want to get away with is not something that even Joe Biden would consider normalcy, because they want all of us, you, me, they want us to give them everything they want, and they don't want to have any personal responsibility or personal accountability for anything. They want it all. And say, my prediction is, should Biden win the presidency, the riots aren't going to stop. They'll just keep increasing their demands and intensifying the riots. They're going to do like all spoiled children do. They're going to push the limits until somebody shows them that there are limits. Right now, nobody's doing that. And they will never be satisfied with what they're getting. Hitler wasn't. I mean, the real, literally, Hitler. He wasn't satisfied. So, there it is. Joe Biden gets elected, or as I called him, the reincarnation of Neville Chamberlain. The question becomes, where will America go to find our Winston Churchill? Don't know. And I am getting close to about out of time. I thank Tim Tapp and Crazy Cajun were here for a while. Tim Tapp will be coming up, I guess, in about 31 minutes from now. blogtalkradio.com/Tim-Tapp, I believe, is the address. Tap into the truth. Be there for that. And let's see what happens tonight in the debates. I will hopefully see you next week. ¶¶